T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can't think of a better way to start things off than with Mark Mudcat Grant joining Chris Ello, the coach, John Quintero here on 97.3 The Fan. Mudcat, how are you, buddy?
Guys, I am ready for the bell to ring. I know you guys are excited. Coach, how are you? Chris,
good,
greetings.
Great to talk to you. Are you feeling kind of like it's 1989? That was the 8-2 Mudcat year.
Oh, yeah.
Was the 8-2, 3.33 Mudcat season.
Well, if you
I
look
love
over
that year.
If you look over statistics throughout Major League Baseball, that year, collectively, the National League was in a tremendous slump. So that's why, you know,
that's
every squirrel finds a
success.
Nut. You know they say that, that saying?
Get out of here. You were a big league guy, and we all know that, and we love you for it.
You're much too kind.
Let's talk a little bit about the pitching staff, this one, the Padres, because I think the everyday lineup certainly is nowhere near set, but it's been talked about a lot more than the pitching staff. What do you think? What do you like? What kind of direction are you leaning as far as an opening rotation for this team?
Great discussion, and it's about time, guys, isn't it, Coach and Chris, that the Padres are having this discussion and have a lot of avenues, and there's more on the way. You think of Lamet on the DL, you think of Richards on the DL, and what they have healthy now. So here's the GM and me, okay, and the fan. I give the ball to Joey Lucchese opening day. I think Chris Paddock should break with the club, and he would be second in the rotation. I've got Eric Lauer going third, and I've got my guy, Matt Strom, fourth. I think Matt Strom needs to be in the rotation. I think he's gained 25 pounds or so, 20 pounds. I think they can stretch him out enough to where he's be strong enough to be a starter. So those are my – and then number five guy, it's a hodgepodge. Whether they trade, they've got Nix, they've got Kennedy, they've got Mitchell. But those are my top four guys. And that, I'm just being a fan here, playing a little GM, and that's what I've got. What do you guys got?
Well, I've got a little concern more than anything else. I like all those guys. I think they're all really, really talented guys. But I think I'd sure like to have a veteran at the top of that rotation, Mark. And I'll tell you, not only for the leadership, but also all these other guys that we're talking about right now are going to be on innings limitations because they're youngsters.
Sure, and that's why I said number five is a hodgepodge and it's up in the air. If they deal for a veteran guy, and there's been names bandied about, he would jump up to the number one spot. But those are four guys that I like. Innings are a concern, as always, and that's where the bullpen comes into play, and a very, very strong bullpen. I think that's one of the positives of this team. So they got to be on red alert as well. And guys, you know, you're fans, you watch the game and the way the game is turning, that the rotation, you know, if you go five these days, that's awesome. If you go six, that's great. If you go seven, that's gravy. So you turn it over to the bullpen. But you're right. I would love to see who wouldn't love to see a Dallas Keuchel? Who wouldn't love to see a guy who's got, you know, 4, 5, 6 years in the big leagues who's a bona fide veteran guy to lead that rotation? But as we speak right now, that doesn't seem the case.
Yeah, it seems like he's priced himself too high, and I'd love to have Dallas Keuchel too, but not for $25 million.
No.
So you know, I mean, you've added so many players, you've got to at least keep a little bit of an eye on the checkbook. Mark Grant is with us here, talking about this 2019 Padre club, and you mentioned it, Mark, with the starting rotation. I mean, Milwaukee proved it; they got all the way to the NLCS last year with Jolys Chacín as their only proven starter, the only guy won more than 10 games. Jacob DeGrom won the Cy Young Award. He only won 10 games. Look, Joey Lucchese won 8 last year. That's almost as many as DeGrom won. So it's not like you need a Jim Palmer
taking it way back
to when guys threw complete games and won 25 games a season. You don't need those guys because they don't really exist anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? The big thing for me, and Coach made a good point, and it's a very valid point, the concern of the one veteran guy. Well, you know what? We've seen this crazy game of baseball. These guys can pitch lights out. How long it'll last, who knows? But with the defense that they've got working this year, that's going to give confidence to these guys big time. If they can keep the ball in the yard and keep the ball on the ground, hopefully. I mean, that's everybody's, you know, every pitcher's objective. But my gosh, as a young pitcher, I'm looking over my right shoulder and I'm seeing Machado. And whether it's Tatis or Arias at short, I'm looking over my my left shoulder and looking at Kinsler at second, or Arias if Tatis makes the team, and then Hosmer at first. My goodness, that's got to feel good for young guys, and hopefully that bodes well, and they pitch deep into games and go in the double digits in the victory column.
Okay, I want to get off of the team for a second. I want to talk about you and in the broadcast booth.
Oh, come on.
No, I want to know why you've gone to a stick mic this season.
Honestly, you know, honestly, you know what? I hate when people say honestly, so I'm just going to...
You're always honest.
Yeah,
I know, but if you're honest...
It goes without saying.
It goes without saying. Thank you, Chris.
Right.
It's keeping me more focused on the game. I can't have a chance to wander. I've got to be locked in to looking at the field, whereas a headset, you have a tendency to wander a little bit, you know, looking around and just kind of not being as focused.
Using my pointer.
It frees me up a little bit, Coach, to be quite honest with you. I don't like the idea of having a microphone strapped to my head and the headset strapped to my head. I use earbuds now. It's a more freer feel. I can kind of lean back a little bit. I can lean forward. I can be off mic to where I don't have these headsets. In the middle of summer, your ears start sweating. You've got these cans and you've got serious earwax leaking out of your ears. It's just totally gross.
So glad you asked this question, Coach.
Yeah, but no, it's just, I think it's a more free feel, and it keeps me quite honestly focused, more focused to where I'm locked in more towards the game.
Seriously, what year is this for you now?
This is my 24th season.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You know, Mel Proctor and I used stick mics for a couple of years.
That's insane. 24th season. Yeah. And the thing is you still haven't learned how to have any fun up there. I don't know what the problem is.
You're
still so serious.
Well, first of all, working with a great partner like Don Orsillo is...
are a great duo.
Well, thank you. I couldn't hand-picked a better partner to work with. And you know what, quite frankly, I hope the attention is all on the field this year. You know, there's been some lean baseball in years past. And, you know, the main thing for any, and you guys know this as well as anybody, if the product isn't that good on the field, you try to keep the viewers engaged. And that's where, you know, we try to have our personality come through and have some fun. Well, hopefully people are engaged this year because Manny Machado's hitting three-run shots. Fernando Tatis is making plays like you've never seen before. Ian Kinsler is coming up with key hits. Eric Hosmer, the Gold Glovers. You know where I'm going with this.
Yep.
So sprinkle. Hopefully it's more baseball fun on the field, production wins, and then sprinkled in a little fun along the way.
Going back to it, Mudcat, when they signed Manny Machado, what was your first reaction? It's now been about a month that he's been part of this organization. Have you stopped pinching yourself yet?
Had to be done. I'm pinching myself, and you know what? There's going to be different opinions throughout the league. You know, the teams that didn't get him, they're going to dislike Manny Machado because he's not on their team. I've heard nothing but good reports from guys. The guy cares. The guy wants to play. And quite frankly, it's a situation to where people are going to say, oh, how can you spend that much money on a guy? Well, he's 26, got the young talent coming up. He's going to fit in quite well the next 5 to 10 years. Take your chances that way. And then if they don't sign him, guess what? Oh, ownership doesn't care. Padres aren't in on it. You know what? They are in on it. They're in on it for the long haul. And it was the best thing that the Padres could do this offseason, signing Manny Machado. I'm all in.
Hey, Mark, I know you were over there to do some games. You're in and out a little bit. But when you were doing the games and Machado was playing, or just, you know, maybe he wasn't playing, but just sitting there chewing seeds, what was it like with the fans in Machado? Were they clamoring for him?
Coach, the buzz for Manny Machado is just unbelievable. Not only in the park, you know, like when Don and I go down to the field for our open, before we tape our open, mm-hmm. fans are like Hey, great sign. Manny Machado. Boy, he's going to bring so much excitement. He's going to bring a lot of offense. Can't wait to see him play defensively. Only 26 years old. You know, I live in Alpine, and I can't go to the store and get a dozen eggs without being in there for 25, 30 minutes. You know, a run for eggs should take, what, 3 to 4 minutes?
Right.
You buzz in, you buzz right out. You know, it's like Czechoslovakia. It's Wisconsin. You buzz in, you buzz right out. And, you know, it should be 5 minutes. I'm there for 25 minutes because people are talking about Manny Machado and the Padres. There's a lot of buzz throughout town.
We're going to have to get you a disguise. Get you a little disguise.
Yeah, like a I don't know. Who can I
the Bobby that? Valentine wig that he wore. Remember in the dugout that year when
the
he was suspended?
And the fake mustache.
The fake mustache and the glasses. Yeah, we'll get you
great.
Something like that.
That'd
then
be
you
great.
Can, then you can get your eggs.
But I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm sure you guys are excited.
We are. We
Absolutely.
Are definitely excited.
And you know, you guys are natives, right?
Yep, I am.
See, I'm happy for you guys.
Chris, I was at the very first game they ever played in 1969, a 2-1 victory over Don Wilson and the Houston Astros.
And they swept the Astros that year.
Yes, they
did. The Padres did.
That was
the
high point
series.
Of the season, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm happy for guys like Coach, you know, who have been through the thick and thin and been here a long time. And it's a chance for Padre fans for a long, long time and me and you, Chris, to have something to cheer about and hopefully look for good things not only this year but in the future for a long time.
It's going to be a lot of fun this season. Can't wait for opening day. It's less than 2 weeks away. Mudcat, always great having you on the show. You're so nice to join us. I know you're in high demand because you're such a great interview and you're such a great guy. And I just absolutely love watching the game. So keep up the good work. I really can't believe it's 24. I would have guessed like 11 and thought, that's a long time.
No, I'm very fortunate. I couldn't have picked, you know, I live in a great community, work for a great organization. I love talking ball, love talking guys like you, and thank you so much.
Does
for
it say
words.
Anything, though, that the fact that you've gone through so many play-by-play guys like Proctor and Vaskersian and like these guys just haven't been able to deal with you for a certain amount of time? Is there anything to that or no?
What, so that means what? Don's got like what? 3 more years left?
Right, Don's got about 3 years
left.
No.
Then, yeah. I'm lobbying here. I hope Don and I, and like I said, we all wish for good things for everybody. But I hope Don and I are here for the next 15, 20 years.
Good. Yeah, I hope you guys are too. Thanks,
Thank
Matt Mudcat.
Coach, good talking with you.
All right, Mark. See you soon, buddy.
All right, Chris. Be well.
All right, thanks. There he goes. Mark right, Grant, the Mudcat. And he was our guest this afternoon on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. The SDCCU biggest used car sale is this weekend. For details, visit sdccu.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.